In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and on this fourth Sunday after Pentecost. Today we are blessed with the occasion to honor St. John Maximovich. Just 23 years ago, on July 2, 1994, thousands of faithful Orthodox Christians gathered at the Holy Virgin, Joy of All Who Sorrow Cathedral in San Francisco for the glorification service of St. John. His incorrupt relics had been discovered in October of 1993. We don't really have time right now to properly encompass the life of St. John, as that would take a very long time, but we can at least go over a few highlights to remember and honor him. Born in the Ukrainian province of Kharkov in 1896, St. John was a serious child for his years, and in his own words, wished always to serve righteousness and truth. His parents wanted him to become a lawyer, and while he was a naturally gifted student at law school, he spent more time reading the lives of the saints than attending academic lectures. After the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917, he was evacuated with his family to Belgrade, Serbia, where he studied theology. In 1926, he was tonsured a monk and later ordained to the priesthood. Soon he became a teacher at the Serbian cemetery at Bajtal. St. Nikolai Velimirovich once said of him, "If you wish to see a living saint, go to Father John." He was a strict ascetic and did not allow himself to sleep in a bed for the rest of his life. St. John was made a bishop in 1934 and sent to Shanghai, China. He worked hard to strengthen the Orthodox Church there and founded an orphanage. His gifts of wonderworking soon began to show. Once he was asked to the bed of a dying child whose case had been called hopeless by the doctors. St. John went to visit this child and prayed for a long time. He assured the family that the child would recover and left, and very quickly the child completely recovered. When the Chinese Communist Revolution broke out, St. John and some 5,000 Russians were forced to flee to the Philippines. St. John traveled to Washington, D.C., and somehow managed to obtain permission to bring nearly all the refugees with him, including the orphans. He was later sent to Paris to strengthen the Orthodox people there, and then eventually was sent to San Francisco. The Russian community at that time was bitterly divided over the building of a new cathedral. St. John managed to restore peace and complete the construction. He passed away peacefully on July 2, 1966, before the miracle-working Kursk Rud icon. Today, his incorrupt relics are enshrined in that very same cathedral and visited by thousands of people from all over the world. Many books have been written about his amazing life and the countless miracles that have occurred both during his lifetime and since his passing to the Kingdom of Heaven. As Orthodox Christians, we're very blessed to have been given such a great saint right here in our own land in these modern times. St. John was a great beacon of faith. Throughout his whole life, he embodied those two great virtues, obedience and humility. His life exuded this great faith, which enabled him to be such a great vessel of grace and accomplish so many miracles with God's help. Today's gospel teaches us how this works. The centurion's servant was ill with a painful paralysis and at the point of death. In a way, the centurion himself was also paralyzed, so to speak, in that he had no power to do anything to help his servant. We can also see in this account an image of prayer. How many times have we been in the position where we were faced with some kind of trial or tribulation and tried everything we could think of to deal with it, but were powerless to resolve the problem? There's a scene from the old movie It's a Wonderful Life when Jimmy Stewart's character George Bailey has suffered the loss of the money from the building and loan. He's facing scandal and ruin and goes to a bar to get a drink. While he's there, he's so desperate that he tries to pray. "Dear Father in heaven, I'm not a praying man, but if you're up there and you can hear me, show me the way." And if you remember, the next thing that happens is the husband of the school teacher he had scolded on the phone recognizes him and punches him. A few lines later, George remarks, "That's what I get for praying." Now this is all kind of corny, and yet it's not that far from the truth about the way many people view prayer. Today's gospel, however, shows us how to get results from our prayer. Although the centurion himself could not help his servant, he knew that Jesus could heal him. And so he humbled himself before the Lord and asked his help. When the Lord offered to come to his house, he revealed his virtue of humility. He's saying, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. Then the centurion revealed his virtue of obedience. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said, I have not found such great faith, no, not in Israel. Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done unto you. And his servant was healed at that very hour. So brothers and sisters, let's learn from this centurion and practice obedience to Christ's commandments and acknowledge our weakness in humility. Then our faith will catch fire and our Lord will help us. Holy St. John Maximovich, pray to God for us that we can imitate your virtues in some small way and be counted worthy to join you in the kingdom of heaven one day. Glory be to our God.